one question was raised about how will we teach our young people, and I'm a former Marine, and I became aware that there are two verses, and we need to hear the second verse, which says, "Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace. May the heaven rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto. God is our trust, and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave."
Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. And of course, I guess you recognize the fact that the Memorial Day weekend, when we're remembering those that gave their life for our country and served, and I thank God for them, and praise God for the liberty that we have today, and we need to protect that liberty. I thought it'd be interesting to hear that second verse of the National Anthem, so I trust you enjoyed that this morning. It's good to be here in the broadcast time to bring you once again the Word of God, and just look to the Scriptures for what the Lord would have us to have today. Just a joy. It's Sunday morning. It's the Lord's Day. It's time to go to church and get up and be in Sunday school and church, worship service, prayer meeting throughout the week. My, what a privilege we have. God-given privilege and a blood-bought privilege that we have this morning to be in the house of God. Good to be saved in these last days, and I hope you're making plans to be there this morning. You be in the house of God today. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. The request has been made known that, of course, you remember to pray for the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out, be in the house of God, and trust it'll be a real blessing to them, to you today. That God would just continue to help you as you look to Him for strength and for grace and for help in the time of need. And so I want to send that out especially to the unsaved. If you're not a Christian this morning, you ought to turn your heart to Jesus and let Him save you, rescue you from the things of this world, and make you a child of God, give you a home in heaven, and enjoy the blessings of God. So we want to pray for your your needs today and all these requests that's been made known throughout the week. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for a Savior that loved us, gave Himself for us, and bought the privilege we have today to worship with His own blood, and redeemed us from our sins and snatched us from the chains of darkness, and Lord, made us a child of God. And I just praise you for that this morning. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that convicted us of our sins, that drawed us unto the Savior and birthed us into the family of God. And I want to thank you for that. I pray, Lord, you just have your will and way. The broadcast today, touch hearts and radio land needs help. I pray you encourage believers and bring conviction upon the sinner. Help them to see their need of a Savior this morning. We'll honor you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We're going to have two or three songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. And don't forget, meet us here at Mountain View Baptist Church on Mountain View Road. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. and he'll preach to you the Word of God. You meet us here today at for Sunday school at 10 o'clock, worship at 10:45, and 5 o'clock for the evening service, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. You come and be with us today, the house of God. Hope the songs will be a blessing to you this morning.
I was a sinner, just struggling alone, when God's great hand of mercy reached down from heaven's throne, and there at the altar, as I knelt so depraved, my God gave me mercy. When my sins he forgave, oh, it's his mercy, it's my God's loving mercy that saved both you and me. Oh, if we had gotten justice, we would surely lost, but we found mercy when we knelt at his cross. And how many times have I bowed before God to ask his forgiveness for some wrong. Times have I heard my Lord say, child, as long as I have mercy, you're forgiven today. Oh, it's his mercy, it's my God's loving mercy that saved both. Surely be lost, but we found mercy when we knelt at his cross. Yes, we found mercy when we knelt at his cross.
May think that I'm peculiar, well, that's all right with me. For when I was a sinner, Jesus came to me. With the blood he shed on Calvary, he saved my sin sick soul. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I want the world to know. Just tell me where you go. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I want the world to know. You may feel so bewildered from a life of sin and shame, but there's hope for you in Jesus, and you'll never be the same. With a hand of tender mercy, he'll make your heart aglow, and you can shout from the highest mountain for his salvation to your soul. That's why I sing and I shout and I praise his holy name, for he's the God of yesterday and he's evermore the same. So if you think that I'm old, telling where you go. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I want the world to know. Walking day by day with this old gospel way is probably staying a happy song. Well, since I made it right, I can sleep at night. All my burdens are all gone. He took away my sin, he gave me peace with him. Walks beside me all day long. Well, he changed my life from trouble and strife when he saved my soul. Inside of me, so I'll sing the story all the way to glory. How the Lord saved me. When the Lord, saved me, hallelujah, filled the air. When the Lord saved me, he opened that heaven, it's there. I'll thank for his grace when I reach my heart.
Well, that's what happens when you get saved. He fills you with his love and gives you something to live for. Amen. Hope you enjoyed the singing this morning. Hope that was a blessing to you. And pray for our nation today. Our country needs prayer. And I don't know, you say you're a doomsday man. No. Reality. We see things going the way they're going today. And our country, the decline of morality, and the values of a family and all these things are fast becoming a thing of the past in America. And I tell you, our country needs prayer today. The only hope's God, and they think they got the answers in politics and all their theories and all, but it's not it. It's in the Lord. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. But you got to want healing. You got to want that healing. First of all, there comes a confession of sin, repentance, and forsaking the sin. And that's what's the problem today. Nobody wants to do that in these days. Galatians chapter 5 this morning. Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to try to bring to you a few thoughts today to help you along the way. And Galatians chapter 5, Paul said, right to the church of Galatia, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and it be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage." There's a tremendous truth here in this verse of Scripture, in a spiritual sense, and also in the practical sense. Even in America today, don't be come entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There are liberties that we have as America that folk left in the other countries to pursue the freedom here that they didn't have there. But I tell you, we don't need to get back again into the tyranny of control. Well, anyway, but here we find he's writing to the people of Galatia, writing to the church, writing to you and I, and giving them some tremendous advice about their Christian life and their morality that they have in their hearts and lives. But it's not; it don't come cheap. The Christian principles that you have in your life today was bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It was bought with his precious blood on the cross of Calvary. That's what set us free. We've been set free by the cross, by the blood of the cross of Calvary. And I thank God for that. So he said, and he's giving them an admonition here. And folks need to remember what set us free. It wasn't our decision to do right that set us free, but it was the birth that took place on our repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And that's what set us free. And so here he's talking about being free. And I praise God for that freedom we have in the Lord Jesus today. And the liberty, stand fast therefore in the liberty, where the Christ hath made us free. Christ freed us from the sin that we was in. Praise God for that. And gave us forgiveness and cleansing because of his precious blood. So we find he's talking about the freedom. Stand fast therefore the liberty that Christ hath, wherewith Christ hath made us free. And so stand fast. And that's an admonition I want you to notice today in the first part of the message today. Stand fast. Stand. I tell you, there's an admonition to the people of God to take a stand for Jesus and take a stand for right. And that ought to be, and to stand means to be erect, supported by the roots. Amen. That's one definition of standing, supported by the roots. Well, we've got a foundation. Sure we have. The Bible said we should be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. And a tree's got roots that supports it. And that it's the lifeblood of that tree. So the roots that they put down. And that's what we need to realize today. And we're to stand fast, supported by the roots of the blood of Jesus Christ, the morality that he put in our hearts and lives because that we're saved by his wonderful grace and the nature of God that we find in the Lord Jesus and, of course, imparted into us by his people. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And so standing fast, to be erect, supported by the roots like that tree. And it means also to have a certain position, to remain upright. In a moral sense, to remain upright in the moral sense. That's what he's telling them, because they're facing the world out there. They're facing the reality of the allurement of the world and to get us back into where we used to be. And somebody said, I'd never go back. Well, you better say by the grace of God, we'd never go back, because I know we can't get lost again, but I'm telling you, brother, man can live any way that he wants to live, were it not for the grace of God, the sweet Holy Ghost that lives within us, we'd be capable of doing anything the world's doing today. And so we find that he said to stand and to have a certain position. Just take a position and stand in it, amen, that the Lord has placed us in, the position Christ has placed us in. Stand there to remain erect and to remain upright in a moral sense. Stay upright in the things of God. Quit giving over to the things of this world and the things that's going on in the life today. And so it means to endure. Word stand means to endure, to be steady, to endure, to be steady. And so we're to endure the things that's drawing us away and to stand fast in that liberty that Christ has put us in. It means to maintain a position of resistance. Amen. The Bible tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. And so have a position of resistance to the things of this world today. The attitude and, of course, the easy way around is to give over and to give in to the things of this world today. But, oh, the Bible said we need to stand fast. And, amen, to stand fast and maintain that posture of resistance and to continue unchanging in our unchangeable in our defense. And so we're to keep the defense up. And stand fast. Don't let your defenses down. Don't go the way of this world, but stand in the liberty that Christ has made us free in. To have the word stand means to have a direction. Amen. To have a direction, to have a sense of direction in what way that you are going, and maintain that standing with the Lord, and that Christian principle that God put in you when you got saved. And so many times we have a tendency to forget those things that God has done for us, and where He brought us from, and what He brought us out of. But we're to maintain that position we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to maintain one's ground, to stand your ground. Amen. Don't give over. Neither give place to the devil. That's what the scripture says. Don't give place to the devil. And that's the reason some of you out of church today, you've given over to the devil. You fail to maintain that defensive posture that keeps you in the house of God. We say, preacher, we've had a lot of things going on. Yeah, but it's we've got the liberty now to get back and to go and serve God and worship God together. Amen. And so that's the liberty we have in the church today. Some of you are still out of church. You need to get back in the house of God today. But anyway, it means to have a direction in your life, to stand fast, have the direction in your life, standing for the things of God, for the things that Lord has made us at liberty in, and to stand in that. So the Bible, it means to persist, to persevere, and to keep going for God. I quit stopping and quit backing up and quit giving in and giving over, but to maintain a position, not to vanish or fade away. Amen. Not to vanish or fade. Don't become a thing of the past. Don't become a used to be. Getting once again into the bondage that Christ that made us free. But to stand fast in that and make us free again. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage that we used to be in. I'm not to go back into the sins of life that we used to live. But I tell you, and it's not a immediate thing. It's a gradual thing. And it's something that you gradually get back into. You give over and you give in, and you let the defense down, and your resistance becomes less and less, and you give over and go back to the place that you came out of. Amen. And so be not entangled again. Don't become entangled again with a yoke of bondage. We've got liberty today as a child of God, and God has made us free and give us liberty to worship Him, liberty to serve Him, liberty to live for Him, and brother, to enjoy the things of God that He has given to us. And He said, and the yoke of bondage is a hard place to live. The yoke of bondage. Don't become entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Now, there's nothing wrong with a yoke if it's the right kind of yoke. The yoke of bondage drags you down. Amen. But I tell you, the Bible said, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for a meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. And so you see, there's a yoke that we can have as a yoke of bondage, and that's a terrible yoke to endure. But the yoke of a servant is one that Christ has placed upon us. The yoke of a servant, enjoyable, serving the one that we're that has redeemed us and saved us by His grace. And take my yoke upon you. It's the yoke of Christ, the yoke of a servant that God has placed upon us, a bond servant, one that is serving with liberty and with freedom and with consent to the things of God, not resisting the things of God, but giving, having liberty to let the Lord lead us in our life today. And so what He's saying in this verse of Scripture this morning, you've got liberty and you've got the privilege to stand. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with Christ had made us free. Be not entangled again with that yoke of bondage. And so listen, my friend, that the liberty we have today is in Jesus Christ. He set us free from the things of this world. And today we've got the power within us by the Holy Ghost to resist the devil, and he'll flee from us today. Don't give in. Don't give place to the devil this morning, but let Christ live in you and with you, and let you enjoy the things of God. And so he said in that verse, and behold, I Paul say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. But I testify again to every man that is circumcised, he's a debtor to the whole law. But Christ is become of no effect to you. But he talks about them that have not yet given over to the yoke of bondage. And down in verse 7, he said, you did run well, and who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Obey the truth. There's the key to a victorious Christian life, is obeying the truth. And you know, one of those truths is found for the children of God, which you have to be reminded of every once in a while. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. You say, well, times are getting harder. So much more you need the house of God. So much more you need the preaching of the gospel. So much more you need the fellowship of the church, of the saints, of the living God. And that's God's plan, and that's the way God has used it all the way down through the centuries. And that's the best way to do it, have brothers, to stay in the house of God. And because if you begin to drift, you get back under the yoke of bondage that you used to be in, and that kept you from the house of God, that kept you from the blessings of God, that kept you from the fellowship of the saints of God that you did not have at one time, but you've drawn gradually back into that bondage, and we're not to dwell there. But the liberty that Christ has given to us, the yoke of a servant, the yoke of servitude, as we serve the Lord Jesus, the servant that was a bond servant, that was one that could have been set at liberty, but he did not want to go because he loved his master, and he wanted to serve his master for the rest of his life. And so that was a yoke of bondage, that yoke of liberty that Christ, the yoke of a servant that Christ gives us, the yoke of a servant. Lean not to our own understanding, but follow the things of God. So don't give over, and don't give in to the yoke of bondage and the sin that besets us and draws us gradually back into that yoke of bondage. Don't give over to that. But have the yoke of a servant, serving the Lord with liberty and freedom and joy in the Holy Ghost, and God will set you free. Well, it's good to be saved this morning. Meet us in the house of God. God bless you. Until next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.